Saskatoon. Métis Nation Saskatchewan President Glenn McCallum continues to oppose the Saskatchewan First Act, saying the measure having no meaningful, engaging and consultative approach to lands and resource development. MNS officials met with members of the Saskatchewan NDP March 3, to again call on the provincial government and discuss a proposed solution developed by MNS. McCallum said proposed act systemically and purposely excludes the opinions of Métis people. We have expressed serious concerns about this piece of legislation, both on the statute itself and the provincial government's continued practice of ignoring Métis voices, said McCallum after meeting the members of the provincial opposition. As Métis, we have inherent rights and will use every means available to ensure members of the legislature understand that we are a culturally distinct and fundamental part of this province. MNS remains firm in its view that the province needs to approach natural resource development differently, with the collaboration with Métis citizens across Saskatchewan. The Saskatchewan First Act was introduced in November last year to confirm the province's autonomy and exclusive jurisdiction over its natural resources. MNS, however, said the Saskatchewan First Act does nothing to advance Indigenous rights and reinforces an unconstitutional consultation policy that continues to minimize and marginalize Métis voices. In November 2022, MNS held its Métis Nation Legislature Assembly, where leadership was united in denouncing the Saskatchewan First Act and the Assembly unanimously passed a motion rejecting it. MNS has produced a policy paper outlining a path forward that includes Métis voices in all aspects of natural resource development. This plan has been shared with all parties in the legislature, including the New Democratic Party of Saskatchewan and the governing Saskatchewan Party.